Sorry, no?
Huh?
Talk again. Talk 15? Half an hour.
Yeah.
There we go.
That's it.
Alright. Hi, Shinsa, good morning. I want to say thank you to the Shkoyla, a pleasure for inviting me to come and give a shiur here on the Sugya of Mitzvah Baba Avirin. I do as everybody knows the Gemara already, but I'll just go a little fast, let's go Chazor, to recap the Sugya over here. The Mishnah starts off in the third parak, Rule of HaGozel, right? Rule of HaGozel VaYovish Posel. Mishnah says if somebody steals a lulav from somebody, or a Yovish, it's Posel. Then the Mishnah goes on weiter, Shal HaSheir VaShalin Ir Nidachas Posel. Shal HaSheir is a Grashi, what's a Shal HaSheir VaShalin Dachas? HaSheir is that the people did away the Zohar, they bowed down to the lulav, or Shal HaSheir Nidachas. Is Rashi says already that the whole city did avodah zara and made the chiyuv to go ahead and serve the ganze shtot. So made whatever is in the shtot also bahanot. Rashi says the chasaron, what's the chasaron shal hashev v'shal yindachas? The reason why you can't use this lulav mekayim dal minim is because it's missing fatin ashir, because ayos it's going to be aimed to go ahead and burn it, and therefore it's less lacking ashir. We're going to be focusing on the sugya on the lulav hagozel, the first part of the Mishnah. So the Gemara starts off Kaposik v'toni leishna b'yomtiv rishon v'leishna b'yomtiv sheni. That the Mishnah was saying lulav hagozel is posel not only the first day but the second day of yomtiv also. So Gemara says bishleim, I understand the yomtiv rishon, that we understand why the first day lulav hagozel is not good, because iksiv lachem, it says you have to lekatanam lachem b'yom rishon, you have to take a lulav ne'esrig dalminim that belong to you, and therefore a lulav that's stolen is not, it's not lachem, it doesn't belong to you, it's poshut. But el b'yomtiv sheni, right? L'choy the Gemara is learning that lechem is only going, the lechem is only required on the first day, and the second day it's not required, the lechem. So the Gemara is asking, why on the second day of Yom Tif, why can't you use a little of HaGozel? The Gemara says, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Rechai, Mishum Dehavi Mitzvah HaBob HaVeir. The Gemara is Mechadish new word. It's a svara mitzvah baba aveira. That a mitzvah, we'll see how, we're trying to understand the definition of mitzvah baba aveira today. But l'choy, the Gemara is saying, any mitzvah that came through an aveira, l'choy, poshtan the Gemara, then you cannot go ahead and use this, you cannot fulfill your mitzvah of through this aveira. Shnem aveisim is gozal peseach pasechayla. And the Gemara learns that gozal domi di peseach, right, it was a carbon that had a mum kavua. And the Pesach was saying that why are you bringing me this carbon? That's not a good carbon. And the Gemara learns that gozal domi di biseach, ma biseach lesa tekanta. If the animal has the mum kavua, it's impossible to repair it. Av gozal lesa tekanta. And the Gemara explains, what does mean lesa tekanta by gozal? What do you mean you can't fix it? The Gemara says leishna lefnei yush or leishna l'acha yush. Right? The Gemara says doesn't make a difference before yush or after yush. Bishleimus says the Gemara lefnei yush adam ki yakim mikem amarachmano. The Torah says that a man has to go ahead and makriv a carbon that belongs to him. V'ladi deyu. El acha yush. But after yush, right? Hakani lebi yush. Tis. The Gemara says, b'yechon zben chiyach, what's the pshat? What the pasuk saying? Gozal domi di biseach. What does it mean? Lesa tekanta. It must be that even though in Hilchas Kinyonim, in Hilchas Chayshim Mishpat, you already acquired it's yours. But ayoyis el alav mishum to have a mitzvah baveira. The pshat is the reason why you can never use this lulav is because even though the etim it's yours, because the chasar and a mitzvah baveira. And the Gemara brings a mashal. We're not going to go into it because it goes very fast. The Gemara brings a mashal. The melech was of Adam that was going past the taxes, let's say the toll, and he told his servants to go ahead and give the taxes, pay the toll. So the servants asked him, "What do you mean? Why should you pay taxes? Why should you give some money for taxes? The chayyur belongs to you. Everything goes to you." He says, "For me, everybody." The reason why I'm going to go ahead and give some taxes, I want everybody to go ahead and follow me and copy my ways that I'm doing, that so too I'm giving up taxes, even though it belongs to me, everybody else is doing. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani Hashem, Sonia Gezel, that's the Gemara brings the motion. But the Gemara wants over here, got a little light, I'm skipping a few lines, the Gemara brings up Shmuel Salach. O pligi de Rabbi Yitzchak, don Rabbi Yitzchak manachmeni yom ha-shmuel, lo yishonu el b'yom tev rishon. Av b'yom tev sheni, the Gemara says, miteich shiyata b'shal, yata nam b'gozel. So this is the Gemara, so let's recap over here. The Mishnah says, lo levat gozel oser on Yom Tov is also you can't be Mekai in the midst of Dalmin. And the Gemara is learning when the Mishnah says Lulav HaGozel is going on the first day and the second day. And the first day the Chasaron is Lulav HaGozel is felt in Lechem, it's not yours. And it comes out, the second day comes out, just the Sikkum of the Gemara comes out, there's two reasons. Rabbi Yochanan learns because the Chasaron in the midst of Baba Aveira. And according to Shmuel, the Chasaron is, according to Shmuel, he holds that Yibetzem could go ahead and the reason, I'm sorry, he's chedek on the Mishnah, and he holds that Yom Tov Sheni, a man could go ahead and use a lulav hagozel. So it comes out, machlekes, if he say mitzvah baba aveira, and Rabbi Yochanan holds, he say mitzvah baba aveira, and Shmuel is chedek. So I have two orders in the Gemara before we go into the Rishonim. 1 hour is okay. When the Gemara starts off, the reason why this Yom Tov Sheni, you cannot go ahead and use a lulav, the Gemara brings up Yoichanan, brings a pasuk. Mishneh Mavisim goes as a pisach. I mean, a small oral is why the Gemara have to bring a pasuk, right? We're going to go into if this pasuk is the Raisa, the Rabbanon, and the Shail in the Rishayin. But before we go into the Shaila, why couldn't the Gemara bring a Svara? The Gemara says that we know, like in Brachas, at Berich Niyat Hashem, that the Svara, the Rambam speaks about, the Shaila speaks about the Svara, that the Svara, the Ganta Tavka, the whole reason of a mitzvah is to do Rosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you're going to go ahead and steal something to go ahead and do fulfill the mitzvah, so it felt the Ganta Zach, right? The you're defeating the whole purpose. The whole purpose is to go ahead and do Rosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And by stealing, which is against Rosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how can you go ahead and fulfill the mitzvah? So it's still a shayla. Why did the Gemara have to bring a pasuk? Why did the Gemara have to bring a pasuk to go ahead? It's Gemara's mashma. The Gemara's mechadish a new yivor a mitzvah b'aveir. I don't know why the Gemara couldn't say as far. Maybe later on we'll have a pshat. The second pshat is it's the same yivor. Is in Shmuel. The Gemara is saying Shmuel does not hold the mitzvah b'aveir. So the what happened to the pasuk? I mean, what's pshat? Shmuel doesn't hold the mitzvah b'aveir all over. Or dafka something over here, something is unique over here, dafka special in this Gemara, Shmuel doesn't hold a mitzvah b'aveir. Maybe if we have time, we could say there's two mitzvah b'aveiros, we'll get to it, but right now we'll go into the Rishayim. So let's go back into the beginning of the Gemara. The Gemara says, I want to speak about another two nekudos I want to speak about, is the Chayah, when the Gemara says a mitzvah b'aveir, the Gemara brings a pasuk, b'aveisim is called a pseach as a chaylam. So the Shailah in the famous machlek is Tirus and Taisus, and we're not going to go into maybe a little bit. But Akaponim is a shayla. This chesor in a mitzvah baba aveir is a chesor midaraisa midarabonon. Dahainu. If let's say somebody goes ahead and takes a lulav hagozel, right? According to Rabbi Yochanan, the second day of lulav, is a pshat at mitzvah baba aveir midaraisa he wasn't mekayin his mitzvah dal minim, or vadin of midaraisa he wasn't mekayin the mitzvah dal minim. The whole chesor midarabonon. The rabbanon said at lachoya at mitzvah baba aveir that they learn as smachta from the pasuk. You're not going to go ahead and fill the pasuk. And that's one shaila that we show and we'll speak about this. The tzveita shaila is the chayyur, is the shaira melech over here. It speaks, let's say, by the mitzvah is a mitzvah derab, it's a veira derabonon. It's a veira derabonon, the moshli says, by gezel, chayyur, shaita, vikotin. That's only midabonon, there were tekana, that is yisr of zela. So by yisr derabonon, we would say the halacha, a mitzvah babaveir. That's the shaila. So let's go step by step. Over here, the shaila, the beginning is the first shaila we started off, right? When the pasuk of Yesem is Gazal's Pseach Chayilim, so Shaila is like this. Is this the halacha, mitzvah, baba aveiro, or the raisa dika halacha, or the rabbon dika halacha? So everybody knows over here, there's a Taisis that starts the whole sugi over here, Davtes. Taisis has a kash, it says by sukkis, chaga sukkis taslacha, you should go ahead and the yom tif of sukkis, you should make yourself for 7 days, you should make a sukkit. So the pasuk has more of the Shaila and Davtes, a gun to Dosha, why it says taslacha, what do you need lacha for? Why you should make a sukkah for you? What's it coming to exclude? And the Gemara comes and says it's coming to exclude a sukkah gzula. That somebody goes in and steals a stolen sukkah. That the Torah is coming to say, a special policy, chaga sukkah is tasalcha, is coming to exclude that sukkah that you stole it, you're not going to be able to go ahead and fulfill your mitzvah of Yom Tov of sukkahs. There's the ganze of Shainim, the Ritva, the ganze of Marech over here. There's three different types of how is it possible a sukkah gzula. Like whatever, we're not going to go into it, but there's a ganze of Shailafi. Somebody's sitting in a sukkah, and you kick him out of your sukkah, you did do a maisa to the sukkah itself, it's not best of a you're not stealing anything. But we're not concerned, whatever, the Rishayim say, the Gemara say, they say the word is that you took the beans, whatever, you made a ganze shino, you put in the agol, whatever, we're not going to go into it. But even that's a shayla nichos choy shemishpo. But I'll upon him, the drosh is coming to say, chaga sukkah is tasa lecho, is coming to exclude a stolen sukkah. What a stolen sukkah is, we're not going to go into right now. But I'll upon him, Taisa says, why do you need a posik? Chaga sukkah is tasa lecho to coming to exclude a stolen sukkah. Lecho you have a svara. It's a mitzvah baba aveiro. Our Gemara, he tells to our Gemara that flamid. Our Gemara is mechadish according to Rabbi Yochanan mitzvah baba aveiro. That what? If you go ahead and do a mitzvah through an aveiro, you're not mekayin the mitzvah. That's lecho the whole ganze of our mitzvah baba aveiro. So why do you need a pasuk of chaga sukkah is tasa lecho to coming to exclude a sukkah gzula? Lecho you typically the mitzvah baba aveiro. So twice over here is mechadish. So I just want to say, time of the mitzvah b'aveiro is la mi derais el mi derabonon. Dahainu, that the Tosu wants to tell her that mitzvah b'aveiro is only a derabonon dika halacha. Shikin derais dika halacha. Dahainu, that if somebody steals a sukkah, whatever a sukkah gzula is, and he sits in the sukkah, right? Mi derais it could be his mekayim, his mitzvah sukkah. But mi derabonon comes along a mitzvah b'aveiro and says that yena mitzvah that you turaif through a sukkah gzula, you're not going to mekayim the mitzvah. Well, the Maaseh, the Torah didn't want you to use a sukkah gzula, so So that's why we follow the Onaya Pasuk, Chag HaSukkah is Tassel, to come and teach you that not only Midrabbanon, you're not Yetzir the Mitzvah, but even Midraisa, the Pasuk, Chag HaSukkah is Tassel, you're not going to be carrying the Mitzvah. So Chag comes out, clearly according to this Taisis, the Taisis learns the ganze word of Rabbi Yochanan, Mitzvah Baba Veira is only Midrabbanon. He brings the Rabbi Yochanan brings the Pasuk, Shinema Vesem is Gorem. That Pasuk obviously is only a smachta ba'amo. Of a Midraisa, even if a person goes ahead and steals something, he's Mekayim his Mitzvah. So that's the Taisis of Pshat on the Pshat why Nichag Asukah Stasulcha. I want to go right to the other Rishayim to answer this Kasha, and then maybe later on after Mechus Chinuch we'll say a different word. But Stam to Ma'ari, everybody knows this theorem, saying this is a famous theorem. Taisis of Lamed, we just said over here by this Gemara, Taisis of Chayas Mashma, clearly, that he learns a Mitzvah Baba Veyer as a Derais Dika Alokha. Because what's the Raya? Taisis says over here, Taisis has a Kasha El Chayo. Taiz Be'etim over here in Daf Lamed is asking that kasha similarly. He says, "V'tani le'kamam pe'ek gulav arov alachem mishalachem." Right? We need a pay lulav. Why need a lachem? It's mishalachem. Lahayti as a shoyl to go and come and exclude somebody borrows a lulav, as a gozel and somebody steals. So Taiz says, "Taiz borrows the best makasha. L'chayyah, why need a pasuk lachem? L'chayyah, typically according to Rabbi Yochanan, typically al mitzvah baba aveir." On that, Taisa answers, Mishum Shoyle Tichle. We need the Torah to teach Lachem, coming to exclude somebody borrowing somebody's lulav. But Taisa says, Belav Lachem Nafkilon Gozl Mishum Mitzvah Baba Veir. So Taisa is clearly learning, not like this Taisa Daf Tes. And Taisa is saying over here in that Flam is, by lulav at Gozl, Taisa is learning that Mitzvah Baba Veir is a Dreis Tigalov. So you all ask a steer from this Taisa is a Kloyistic Shaila. That Taisa is on that Flam learns a Mitzvah Baba Veir is a Midereis. That's midrash, so you don't fulfill your mitzvah. And Taisis Daf Tes is mashmet only midrabbanan, but midrash you do fulfill the mitzvah. So they want a machalik, obviously, a difference between the lulav and tvishin at sukkah. There's a ganzim iri that they want to bring down to the steering. But before we go there, I want to go back in Taisis kasha. Taisis has a kasha on Daf Tes. Why lachayr according to Rabbi Yochanan that I learned the mitzvah baba aveira. It's not, you don't fulfill your mitzvah, so why do we need a Chag HaSukkah Tassel? Why do we need a special pasuk coming to Mayit Sukkah Gzula? So we just said from Taisis 1 Teres, Taisis learned that Mitzvah Baba Veira is not going to be able to go ahead and say it's only Midrabbanan and not Midrais. There's a Ritva. Ritva wants to say a Chilik like this. He says, this whole halacha of Rabbi Yochanan, which that says on the Daf Lamed, that Mitzvah Baba Veira, Taisis is learning, according to Ritva, is this halacha mitzvah Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Yochanan is mechadish? It's not all over all kaltar kula. It's dafka over here by lulav and by korban. Do Rabbi Yochanan was mechadish that these type of mitzvahs by korban and lulav is a psul of mitzvah b'avavir. And he's mazvi. The word he says is because these mitzvahs are bol ratzis. You have to know what that means. It's coming to peace. That's the English word. But I'm saying that Etzem needs a shtukul beer because every single mitzvah is coming to Atzis. You have to know why is that a machalik? Why is that a chilik? Why is that a chilik? The Chari is learning, like I was saying, the svar from the Ran before, that the ganze vod of mitzvah baba veira is the vod is that the ganze tafka the mitzvah to rotzen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I guess these mitzvahs are more miyuchad l'ratzis, and therefore if it's coming to do rotzen HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you're going ahead and stealing it, so fell the ganze zach. That's the Chari the Ran is learning, and that's what he wants to say that. From Rabbi Yochanan's halacha on Daf Lamed that we learned out by lulav ha'gozel, the mitzvah baba veira, that's not going to help us for a sukkah gzula because a sukkah is nishken ratzis. That's what the Torah wants mechadish. He wants to say that the chilik is in the mitzvah of lulav and carbon versus all other mitzvahs, and that's why we're not going to be able to apply the halacha from Rabbi Yochanan mitzvah baba veira. That's what the Torah wants to say. Then there's the Torah wants to say another teretz. He wants to say we said before in the Gemara over here by in Daf Lamed. We said a machlekes it's Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan said the reason why Yom Tov Sheni you can't use a little a gozel because it's a mitzvah baba aveir. But Shmuel was chaylik on that halacha. Shmuel learned that we don't say mitzvah baba aveir. So it comes out says the Ritva that according to the Shmuel that doesn't learn by lulav hagozel there's a chsor in the mitzvah baba aveir, right? And according to this teretz of the Ritva he's learning that Shmuel, L'chayr, all over, does not hold the mitzvah baba aveir. And therefore, according to Shmuel, does the Gemara in Daf Tes, when the Gemara brings Chag HaSukkah Istaselcha, the Pasuk brings down a special miyut to mayit Sukkah Gzula, is not going according to Rabbi Yochanan. Behind according to Rabbi Yochanan that learns the mitzvah baba veir ain't a chanami. We don't need a pasuk of Chag HaSukkah Tassalcha to coming to exclude the Sukkah Gzul. We would know from mitzvah baba veir. But according to Shmuel that we said in Daf Lamed, we said before, that doesn't learn a mitzvah baba veir. So according to Shmuel that does chaylik a mitzvah baba veir, then that's why we need to go ahead and pasuk of Chag HaSukkah Tassalcha to teach you that a Sukkah Gzul is not good. The Tfos is another test. Another test from the Tfos is that there's a special Havamina, there's a Havamina to say. The Tfos says this for him. He says like this. We didn't start over here. He says, Inami dafilu kuliam enami itzuch. According to Sai Rabbi Yochanan and Sai Shmuel, Sai Rabbi Yochanan dahain da hold the mitzvah baba veir, and Sai Shmuel that doesn't hold the mitzvah baba veir. Itzuch, we need a special miyot chag asuka is tasalcha to come to my tzuka zula. Why? Or mishum the balul of osir achmona gozlo v'shol v'chazinon. We see by look, the Torah is trying to mitaret as follows. He's saying that we find a difference. There's something unique by sukkah versus by lulav. By lulav, we know osir achmona gozlo v'shol. The first day, now go ahead. According to the first day, the kuyam. The first day, osir achmona gozlo v'shol. You now steal a lulav. And you now borrow somebody else's lulav. The chazinah gabi sukkah faket. There's no halacha on sukkah. It's the first day. There's a chiyuv to have your own sukkah. So from the fact that gabi the chazinah gabi sukkah, the shari rachmana shula midiksev. What's the raya? Kol ezoch biyisol. Right. Everybody goes and lives in yisol. Melamet shekol yisol roim liyesha besukkah achas. Everybody can sit in one sukkah. So he says if we have him in havisaka daitok to huad in the shari gzula. Ve'lo echosh mishum mitzvah ba'aver kiva ein she'ena ba'al ratzis. He's learning again. Kamash melachosh lechol mitek zula dafil bedavish ainu bolratzis ikem mishum mitzvah baveir. What's Ritzvah saying? Ritzvah saying the etzem is going with the same svara as before. The hainu that sukkah is different than lulav. Lulav is a mitzvah bolratzis, but sukkah is not a bolratzis. But he's explaining a svara why we be machalik. The hainu, the reason why we have a havamina that a sukkah zula is sufficient is because a special pasuk kol ezoch is coming to marba. That everybody's allowed to use one sukkah, and therefore we wouldn't, because it's not, again, it's not a sukkah, it's not a mitzvah l'ratzis, that's why we would have a hamundi, we won't apply the halacha of mitzvah baba veir, and therefore we need a pasuk chag asukkah is tassalcha. You have to know now that you have a pasuk, what has the Tfos learning, but akabani, that's the Tfos starts. So this is all coming to answer the Tais's kasha daf tes, that Tais asks according to Rabbi Yochanan, that learns that mitzvah baba veir, inami kain the mitzvah, so why need chag asukkah is tassalcha? So, the famous Minchas Chinuch over here, Minchas Chinuch is coming to Mechad, he's coming to answer Toises and the test kash. The Minchas Chinuch wants to say as follows. He says there's two types of mitzvahs, right? There's a mitzvah, two mitzvahs asay, two types of mitzvahs asay. There's one type of mitzvah asay, the chiv a kapta the gavah. There's a chiv, there's obligation that Allah has in every single yid to go ahead and make kind of mitzvah. Marshall, he says, the marshall tefillin. Tefillin is a chiv on every single person, every single day to put on tefillin. There's a chiv mitzvah asay. And there's a certain another type of mitzvah, mashal tzitzis, right? There's a neshkin chiv to wear tzitzis. If you're wearing an arbe kanfes, so then there's a chal chiv on you to go ahead and to put on arbe kanfes on the beged. So he says like this. He says, mashal, somebody on these two types of mitzvahs, by tefillin and tzitzis. He says, mashal tefillin, mashal. If somebody doesn't put on tefillin, what's the halacha, right? So pshat is somebody was mevatel the mitzvah say of tefillin. But he says if somebody doesn't go ahead and put on tzitzis, right? He doesn't put a beged of arba kanfes. So he wasn't mevatel the mitzvah say. Okay, the pshat is he just doesn't have a kiyum a mitzvah say. So he wants to say as follows. Let's see. So you want to tell you that Zmichas Chinuch says like this. Sukkos has these two elements, these two types of mitzvahs. Sukkos, the first night, the first day, there's a chiv to eat in the sukkah. There's a chiv on every single yid to go eat in the sukkah. That chiv, mitzvah asay, is like a mitzvah of tefillin. That what? That if you eat the mitzvah, if you do the mitzvah, you have a kiyum a mitzvah. And if you don't do the mitzvah, meaning the hainu, if you don't eat in the sukkah the first day, automatically you mevatel mitzvah asay. Mashenki in the Shire Yom and the rest of the Yom Tov of Sukkis, right? There's no chiv to eat in the Sukkah. If you mean there's no chiv to eat a kezayis in the Sukkah. If somebody's been kaveya suda, steht in Halacha that if you kavei a suda, then you have a chiv. Where to eat? Where you're eating your suda? The suda has to be in the sukkah. But marshal, if somebody doesn't want to eat a suda, he wants to eat peiris or whatever in Halacha is not mechuyev requiring a sukkah, then must he not mechuyev to go ahead and eat sukkah, and he's not mevatel mitzvah say of chag sukkahs. Because the mitzvah over here is marshal, it's the same thing as so. The mitzvah, so we say we have two types of mitzvahs. A mitzvah saseh is if either there's a kiyum or a bittul, or there's sometimes there's a mitzvah saseh where there's no kiyum and there's no bittul also. For Moshe Titus, if you don't have mitzvahs, if you don't have Tal Kanfis. So he says, you want to say like this. He says, a mitzvah ba'ba veir, he's saying, I'll say from the Ran, he says like this. The reason why you're not yaitz a mitzvah ba'ba veir, Hatam that Kaddish Lachari, he's not learning like the Pasuk, like we're saying. We'll see later on. Lachari is being Dafki brings for this run. He doesn't mean the Gemara, the Pasuk, whatever it's the Smach, the Dreise. Hatam that Kaddish Baruch Hu ain't a Reitze Bekach. Because Baruch Hu doesn't want you to go ahead and do a mitzvah like this. For the Rots in the fun of, the Sanege Yasek Antege, Vani Hashem Sane Gezel Ain Ran Sham Per Gul Vagozel. He says like this. He says, Pshat is if the whole word of a mitzvah baba aveir is that I call it kategi yasa saneger, right? Saneger yasa kandeger. That Pshat is how you, if the whole tachlos of mitzvah is to go and rotsin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how are you using a chayfet, which is chayfet gzula, how are you using this chayfet to go ahead and mekayim mitzvah, to chayfet saneger yasa kandeger? He says that would only be a minchas chinuch wants to mechadish, that this would only be a chasorn by a mitzvah kiyumis. A mitzvah that's chalak after the gavur. He says, Moshel, a mitzvah that if you have a chiyuv to do it, and therefore if you don't fulfill the kiyum mitzvah, then melo there's a bittul mitzvah. So he's saying, for Moshel, if somebody goes ahead and steals a sukkah, Moshel, the first night, right? There's a chiyuv to go ahead and eat in the sukkah, and if you don't have a proper sukkah, right? So therefore, if you don't eat a kezayis in a kosher sukkah, then melo you mevatel the mitzvah of sukkah. She's saying mitzvah baba veir is only shaykh on the first night of Sukkot. Why? Because over there, that if you don't, the kiyum hamitzvah and the bittul hamitzvah are totally zebezeh. That if you have a kiyum, then automatically you don't have a bittul. But if you don't have a kiyum, then automatically you have a bittul. So mitzvah baba veir is mechadish. How could you use this mashal lulav? How could you use this lulav to mekayim a mitzvah in this kinyatzon Hashem? Therefore, if you don't use the lulav, you don't have a kiyum hamitzvah, then meili mevatel a mitzvah. He says, the Shah Yomim, he wants a Mechadish, this everybody, he talks all the Achorin Madan and this Minchas Chanuch, he wants a Mechadish, that on the Shah Yomim, Moshe, the Shah Yomim of Sukkot, where over there, it's a type of mitzvah that say, like tzitzis, that there's no chiv, a kapto, the person to go ahead and to eat in the sukkah. It's not a chiv kiyumis to go ahead and eat in the sukkah. Rather, when you be kaveya suda, right? You be kaveya suda, you have to eat in the sukkah. So what do you want to tell me mitzvah baba veira? You want to tell me mitzvah baba veira that what? Mitzvah baba veira means you don't have a kiyum hamitzvah. You did a maisa mitzvah, and through this maisa mitzvah, you're not going to have a kiyum hamitzvah. So he says in Minchas Chinuch, okay, so the rest of the days of Yom Tov, Bishleim on the first day, if you, like we were saying before, where you have a kiyum, and if you don't have a kiyum, you automatically have a bittul. So I understand why mitzvah baba veira could be a problem on the first day of Sukkot. But Lamashal, on the Shaar Yomim, and the Shaar Yomim, the rest of the day where there's no mitzvah kiyumis, is just a mitzvah, if you're eating in the sukkah, right? You have to, if you're eating a suda, you have to eat in the sukkah. So you can tell me mitzvah baveya that what, you don't have a kiyum mitzvah? Okay, but I don't have a kiyum mitzvah, but I don't have a bitul mitzvah. Why? Because the maisa mitzias, like Moshe, somebody's eating a sukkah, right? And the sukkah is a sukkah gzula, it's a stolen sukkah, right? So you can tell me mitzvah baveya means that through this stolen sukkah, you're not going to have a kiyum mitzvah. Okay, but at the end of the day, you can't tell me that this person was mevatel mitzvah because at the end of the day he's eating in the sukkah. You can't tell him out of the sukkah. So l'chayra, the Minchas Chinuch wants a mechadish that the reason why, back to the question before, the question was, chag ha'sukkah is taz l'cha, that we have a chiv. The Pasuk says that you cannot use a stolen sukkah to mekayim mitzvah. The Mintai says, Akasha, why don't you need a Pasuk l'chayra mitzvah baba veir? Says the Minchas Chinuch, very geshmak, you know why you need a Pasuk. Because mitzvah baba veir only says you don't have a kiyum mitzvah. But over here in the Shaar Yom, I guess obviously that's everybody else. I'm saying the Vod is going in the Shaar Yom. The first day obviously you need it because according to the Sotik thing. But on the Shaar Yom, the reason why we need a Pasuk at Chag HaSukkos is to teach you that because of what Mitzvah Bava Veir would just say you don't have a Kiyum Mitzvah. But it doesn't mean you're Mavatal Mitzvah. I say you, it's considered you ate out of the Sukkah, you ate in the Sukkah. You can't tell me the guy didn't eat out, he ate out of the Sukkah, he ate in the Sukkah.
No,
what? That's what I'm saying, that's the first day.
Even on the first day, it's not good.
Why?
Because the achila, he could be not used the mitzvah, but he's not over for eating.
Yes, it is, because that's the whole
mitzvah on that first
day. The way I understand Menachas Chinuch is the whole shashalas, that it is the first day, it is the what is mitzvah probably is ever said, it's the kiyum and the bitul.
No, he's going to have to eat another kezai, it's not the mitzvah. But the first kezai day, is there a bitul essay on eating that
kezai? Yeah, because the first day, if you don't eat them, what's the first mitzvah say?
He'll eat a kezai later. We'll get his mitzvah later.
He's saying he wasn't a...
He's mevatel a mitzvah. The pasuk mechadesh be mevatel by eating chutz
l'sukkah. He's saying, okay, yeah. He's saying, because you have... Let's say if a guy eats at the end of the day, I'm saying he wasn't mevatel.
He eats kezayis later, then he's
saying, let's say he's eating the sukkah and the sukkah is good.
He's mevatel on eating the first kezayis. Mevatel sukkah. Alt mitzvah ba 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 ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba.
So it's negate even the first day. You need a drosh even for the first day. Ask Miss Fabo about there. You ate two.
You need a drosh to say you're not about to say the first day also. That you are, that it is a bit also.
But no, but I'm saying the first day you don't need it. Why you have Mitzvah about there? Mitzvah about there says you don't have a kiyum.
So
and the first day if you don't have a kiyum, automatically you have a bitul, no? You're saying, because you're saying, So he's saying the first day, the last day, so that's why we need to put a mitzvah b'aveir. Because a mitzvah b'aveir is the only time you don't have a kiyum mitzvah, but you don't have a bitul mitzvah. The Torah is mechadish, chag ha'sukkos tasselcho, is coming to mechadish, and know that it's a chefzer b'psula, that if somebody eats, what's the chiddush of a Torah according to the Minchas Chinuch, then now that if you eat in a sukkah gzula, it's as if you ate chot a sukkah. And that's why we need the pasuk chag ha'sukkos, and you weren't able to learn off mitzvah b'aveir, right? Now the achrayim, or they all ask a kasha l'chayim, that this whole klar that the Minchas Chinuch wants a mechadish, that the fish in the first day in the Shaar Yomim, right? That the first day is the chiyuv to eat a kezayis in the sukkah, and the Shaar Yomim there's no chiyuv to eat in the sukkah. When you're eating your kaveya suda, and therefore you're eating your kaveya suda, you have to eat in the sukkah. So while you're eating in the sukkah, it's considered like this gedder mitzvah tzitzis. Everybody asks. Now you're be kaveya suda. The Torah says like this: you don't have a chiv to go ahead and eat in the sukkah, right? But once you be kaveya in the suda, the chayyur comes out the same chiv as the first night is chal now. That meaning, originally you didn't have a chiv kiyumis to eat in the sukkah. Because if you don't want to be kaveya suda, you don't be kaveya suda. But now that person sets aside, I'm going to be kaveya suda, now the whole thing changes, now there's a chiv to eat in the sukkah. So the whole Minchas Chinuch Zvar, they want to say that there's a tradition, a difference between a bitul mitzvah say and no kiyum mitzvah say. The chayyur is very odd. So the chayyur
is also like
that. It is, yeah. The second mitzvah. So chayyur, maybe the Vod is like, the Vod is the achrayim, what the shayla is it could be like, how they're learning the gedda of mitzvah b'aveir. Is mitzvah b'aveir a pshat is, it's a person in the gavra, meaning the mitzvah, the etzem chayf, it's more for lulav ha'gozl, right? It's not a chason with the lulav, it's not a chason with the sukkah, it's a chason with me, like the Ran was saying. If I'm trying to do a mitzvah, takadosh baruch hu, using this item, then I cannot go ahead and use this chayfetz to go ahead and mekayim my chiv that I have. But it doesn't change the mitzvah, it's a chason in the etzem chayfetz. The other achrayim we're learning, that's why mitzvah b'aveir pshat is, that now that you want to go ahead and use a mitzvah through an aveira, the pshat is a chson in this etzim chayfetz. I'm saying whatever, I don't want to stop right here, but there's a whole shal in achrayim. Let's say, in the peskim, let's say somebody builds a sukkah on Shabbos, that the mitzvah was done as an aveira, so would that be a chson for the mekayim mitzvah sukkah? Achrayim maybe could be part of the particular zelazim.
Saying, if
he's
learning that
it's a chson in me, but etzim it's a kosher sukkah, it's not a problem.
I'm saying that doesn't affect, but the problem that you're asking is that once you're eating it now, there's a chiv. If you don't have a kiyum, then it is like a chalchutz asukha, no?
No, but the Mechas Chinuch learned it's not a problem because Be'etim it's a real kosher. Just the word is that it's not like the other Achrayim we're learning, it's a chesaron of pasos in the
yeah,
pasos, yeah. 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 I was thinking the Shmuel, I was thinking about the, there could be these two different mitzvah of aveira, like the whole achroit nishenu, whatever.
Yeah,
because I was thinking that maybe this. I'm not sure, I don't know how to clarify, I understand.
But
I was thinking maybe the whole is that two types of mitzvahs. The whole shayla do the mitzvah of the by pruvul. But the mitzvah, if you do the right? And the chesinach says, by mamzer, the chesinach says over there, you can't get the pruvul even for the mamzer. The chesinach wants to sign that the word is that very was done later on, and the mitzvah is